Hey, Brian Parker here for another exciting video. We're going back to creditors today, but are we really? And what I mean by that is we're going to hack an American Express collection lawsuit today. So some questions to ask ourselves and to see at the end of this video. When is a debt not a debt under the law and in an American Express lawsuit? Look in this video and in the lawsuit for the collector magician's sleight of hand. Is the creditor seeking protection of the FDC at the same time pretending to be a creditor? Look for that. And number four, the securitization of it all. All right, so let's put up the first page of, or let's put up as many, the main page of the Amex website, the Amex complaint, Shazam. And you can see nowhere is the word debt. And we've been bearing in on this, but it's an important distinction to make. These aren't account collectors. They're debt collectors that are pursuing you. We don't know account collectors. Yet there's the word account completely eliminating the word debt. Why is that? So we're going to look at why that is. In this case, there was no contract. By the way, I'm continuing this series of me actually presenting to you a video on a lawsuit that I just did. So I do a lawsuit, I respond to it, and then I immediately put it on video. So it's fresh in my mind, and you can see the actual working knowledge in place, and you can use it if you want to. But in this case, there was no contract attached to the lawsuit. That's significant in that, in a lot of states, and this one was Michigan, if you don't attach the lawsuit, and in this case, it's a breach of contract claim, you must allege that the debtor has it in their possession. So you have to attach the lawsuit, the contract, the signed contract. If you don't have the signed contract, you must say it's in the possession of the debtor. Otherwise, you have no breach of contract claim. In this case, they did neither. There is no contract. So you'll see in my answer, I bore right into that. They had an affidavit to back up their lawsuit. It isn't necessary in a breach of contract case if you've got the contract, if you've alleged that the contract is in the possession of the debtor, but they've done that, and American Express does that. I've added two answers on my membership website for you, template, Word, so you can use them if you wish, but they added this affidavit. So we're going to look at the affidavit of it all, if you will. And in the affidavit, let's put it up, I believe, 6 through 10, Shazam. And that's the affidavit that's attached to this lawsuit. And you can see number 10. See, there's a magician's sleight of hand here. So they say the defendant's account has not been sold or assigned by American Express. In an affidavit form. What's going on there? Well, it's a magician, collector magician sleight of hand, and it's a lawyer thing, because these affidavits are not written by the person signing them. That may be true, that the account has not been sold or assigned by American Express, but where's the debt? There's no mention of the debt. In my answer, I literally put in for the court the definition of a debt and the definition of an account. Let's put it up for you, Shazam. And you can see the FDCPA treats debt a certain way, and then there is no account referenced, defined in the FDCPA. The FDCPA, Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, regulates all debt collection, even creditors that are being represented by debt collectors. In this case, they're claiming to be creditors and they're going in hard on it on their number 10 of the affidavit saying, we've not assigned anything, so we're creditors, we're the original creditor. Well, that may be true, but as we know from the securitization of it all, a securitization is the following, very quickly. creditor makes a deal with you on a contract for a debt. It then, as a what's called the originator, sends the debt to a secure trust. And in my lawsuit answer, I literally put, how Amex breaks it down and how I put a Amex financial statement in my answer, I believe in my affidavit too for my client, showing that they do secure their receivables. So the debt goes from the originator to the trust, and then the trust says, thanks, here's some money for that. We now own it. That's our security. You get to collect on the accounts. And that's why they can say in their affidavit under oath, defendant's account has not been sold, because it hasn't. They have the debt, and the account receivables are then collected by the Amex creditor. And the money that Amex collects goes to the secure trust, because the secure trust paid them cash in the securitization of it all. So Amex takes its fee and sends most of it to the secure trust. And they can say in an affidavit, defendant's account has not been sold or assigned. It's a magician collector sleight of hand, because it's true, but the debt has been assigned. And so that affidavit is false for a number of reasons. Number one, they say, as you can see, let's put the affidavit 6 through 11, I think it is, up there. You can see they refer to it as an account, and they refer to my client as a defendant and Amex as a plaintiff, which is not true, because the lawsuit hasn't been filed when that is sworn under oath is true. So not only are they avoiding mentioning of the debt for the reason why the debt has been securitized and they're collecting on the account, they're also saying something that's not true, and that's under oath. So you got to point that out in your counter affidavit. And why? Where are we getting this information from to do this? Well, we're going online and checking out the American Express securitization, but we're also getting somebody's documents. Whose documents are they? That's right. We use their documents against them, and we've taken their affidavit. We've broken it down. We've showed the securitization all by Googling American Express securitization 10K reports. And I, what I've done is I've attached my answer for you to my membership website so you can see the securitization of it all. I've attached it as Exhibit 2 to the answer. I've also included it in my answer. I've got two American Express answers for you in Word as templates on my membership website. I got, I believe, two affidavits for you. One is the actual one from this. Let me put the actual one from this one up, Shazam. And you can see what I've just said to you is in my client's affidavit. By way of footnote, I present the affidavit and the securitization information to my client and say, do not sign this until you've read this and it is true. And then she gets it, she signs it, and now we can say, hey, sure, they have an account, because that's part of the securitization process. See, the securitization of it all is confirmed by their use of the word account. I've been going hard on this account versus debt. There's a reason, and it wasn't going to be fully ingested by you or by me without a couple of attempts to show, and I've wheedled it down to the simple form of showing you on screen. From originator to secured trust, they keep the account, but the debt is over there in an asset-backed security. The asset is the debt. And sometimes it's the account receivable. They take everything, but that's why they can fudge and say, we didn't assign the account. Well, Amex is now a servicer collecting for the secure trust, and the definition of debt collector is collecting for a third person and alleging another owes a debt, and you're collecting upon that another, which in this case is my, that another, that is my client, Dorothy Detter. So they are debt collectors, and they're pretending to be creditors so they can do the debt collection techniques, but have immunity because under the FDCPA, creditors aren't covered under the FDCPA. But they're playing fast and loose with the sleight of hand, and they are third parties collecting for the Secure Trust against my client. So that goes into your affidavit, which is number 1A important. That goes into your answer. It's in my answer. It's in my affidavit. I've showed you their complaint. And when I say I've showed you, I've attached it all to my membership website with this accompanying this video. So you'll have two answers, two counter affidavits, my client's answer with all the documents and their lawsuit, plus my show notes, which are two pages just breaking all this down. So again, we've looked and seen that the debt is not a debt. I showed you the definition of a debt and the definition of account. You can't sue an account. They have no standing, which is in my answer. The collector's magician sleight of hand is number 10 of the affidavit. They're seeking protections of the FDCPA while pretending not to be part of it. And look at the securitization of it all. It'll set you free. You'll beat this lawsuit. And I just did another one a couple of days ago like this, where I filed the answer. Within a day, they came back and go, what do you want to do? It's that easy sometimes with the securitization and all. But I must tell you to read their stuff, as I do with debt collector, debt buyer lawsuits. Break it down, use their documents against them, and then put it in your counter affidavit. And now you put it in your answer and present it to the court with a cogent, detailed explanation that far outrivals the schlock that they're filing against you or your client. I hope this helps. This is my first detailed American Express collection lawsuit hack. Like, love, subscribe, and we'll keep doing it. There's so much I gotta do all night. I think of these. I just thought about this all night. Got up at 5:30, did my work. Now I'm doing this video. I hope it helps. Like, love, and subscribe. Let's go get those guys. Thank you.